Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we're going to talk about what we strongly believe to be the most profitable side hustle that you can do in 2018. And it may come as no surprise that it is...
buying and selling things from eBay.
No. Bobby, wrong episode. No. it is managing Facebook ads for brick and mortar business. And you know what? This is a great moment right here to say, we always say it's Facebook ad management for local businesses. And then probably the number one like objection or like comment we get is, well, I live in a tiny little town. Can I do this? Because, you know, and I get that. Like my wife grew up in a town of like 1,200 people. But local business does not mean local to you geographically. It means a business that serves a local community, like a brick and mortar style business. So I'm just going to get that out of the way.
You know, it's crazy. We've done like 26 or 27 episodes on Laptop Empire so far. And this is the first time that we've really dedicated a lot of time talking about Facebook side hustle. But if you look at it, I mean, we've had 1,500 people take the course so far. We've had tons of people get clients. We had 10 last week get clients. We had a couple that were teachers get into the 5K club, which is 5 clients at $1,000 or more per month. So it's been super successful so far. And I think I'm glad we're taking some time to actually talk about it and kind of address some of the things that people are wondering, because I get emails about this course all the time. So
yeah. And last week it was cool because it was kind of a record week for us for, you know, students landing clients at 10, but I mean, well, it was tying a record. We've done that multiple times, but I mean, there are between 3 and 10 people landing clients every single week. I don't think it's been months, I think, since we've had less than 3 students land a paying client. So it's really cool. You know, we celebrate that all the time. That's like our favorite thing in the group. Like when people land a client, they post about it and everybody, there's gifts and we all dance and celebrate and have a good time. But you know, today what we want to do is we want to talk about this side hustle. Like, what is it? Why do we say that it is the most profitable side hustle that you can do, you know, in 2018? And especially, why does somebody like Bobby, who's a blogger, a very successful blogger, say this is the most successful, you know, side hustle, profitable side hustle that you can do in 2018? So, but with that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a moment for commercials. This episode is sponsored by, but seriously, this episode is sponsored by us. It's sponsored by the Facebook Side Hustle course. And if you go into the show notes, you can check out the course. We are actually launching it, opening it to the public Thursday. This is the last time we're going to do it in 2018, but you can go, you can join the course. And if you use the promo code WINE, WINE, yes, that kind of wine, you can save $40 on the course. So save you a little bit of money if you decide that you want to join the course after hearing us talk about why it's so incredible. So Bobby, you want to kick us off?
Well, yeah. I mean, so to go back really quickly to what you were saying about, you know, being a blogger and pushing side hustles and things like that, I think every blogger, when they start out, at least I hope, they actually want to help people. You know, maybe some people have different intentions, but for me, it's always been like, I had a lot of student loan debt. I wanted, you know, I paid that off. I wanted to share knowledge. And then as I was growing the site, you know, I just noticed there were just so many people that were like, okay, cool. I can cut my expenses down so much, but I've cut down everything I can. How do I make significantly more money? And so for the first 2 years of Millennial Money Man, it was actually really frustrating because there's all of these different side hustle opportunities out there, and some are effective, some aren't. But I mean, just searching for that right thing for your audience, because like you can push Uber or you can push, you know, different kind of smaller side hustles, but not all of them are effective for the majority of your audience. And I think the cool thing about Facebook side hustle is it's like, this is a legit way to actually make significant money, like $1,000 to $2,000 per month, which is what we recommend you charge per client. Like when I was a teacher, that would have been a freaking game changer. And I couldn't find anything that was similar. Like I could, you know, it's like, I can tell you to do online surveys, but the reality is like, you're only going to make a couple bucks like a day, maybe with online surveys. And so, that was a frustrating thing for me in the first couple of years, like trying to find that right thing. And I think that this is that, because we've seen so many success stories from it.
Yeah. And it's that idea that you said $1,000 to $2,000 would have been a game changer for you at the time. $1,000 to $2,000 extra per month is a game changer for almost everybody, right? I mean, it's huge. And when you're in a situation where maybe you're budgeting and you're saving, you're doing everything you can, there's only so far you can take that. Eventually you hit that floor where you can't do anything else without living in a shack, going incredibly extreme. And so what do you have to do? You have to give yourself a pay raise. And this is a great way to give yourself a pay raise. And we have seen so many times with our students that they're achieving this and they're getting that extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month. And it's having a big impact on their life in some way, whether it's paying down their debt, whether it's saving for retirement, whether it's being able to go on a great vacation with their family. Like, that's happening. And, you know, I think our most recent 5K club members, Jason and Candace, are a great example, because they're both teachers and they were like, look, we started doing this and now we've got an extra $5,000 or more. I don't even know what their actual number is. It's just, it's over 5,000 and it's monthly and it's recurring. And when I talked to them at the end of last week, they had like a dozen people in the pipeline, people that they're talking to that are interested in this service. And they legitimately believe that they're going to break $10,000 per month by the end of the year. And based on what they have going on right now, I believe them. That's incredible. I mean, like, if you're a teacher, there's a lot of people in education in my family. Both my mom, you know, works, she's a tech person for her school district. Both of my in-laws are teachers. You know, we've got a lot of family, like going even further back, that are in education. And so like, I know what it's like, you know, for educators. And this, it's crazy when you can go and you can do something like this in a couple hours a week and really bring home a bigger check than you would from your career. And so that's pretty powerful. I mean, that's one of the big reasons that we love this for people.
Yeah. Well, and for me, it's been super fulfilling, because I think once you're able to find, like I said, that product or whatever that you can present to your audience, and then it actually helps people. And then you see, like, in real time, like, we get emails all the time where it's like, we've changed somebody's life, even if $1,000 a month or 5,000, like, that I think is the goal. At least it should be the goal for a lot of bloggers. So it's been fun for me in that aspect. And we have people, you know, we're talking about teachers, and that's something I relate to, because I was a teacher, but we have people from like every walk of life that join this thing. And I think that the reason that it's so successful is because, especially compared to a lot of other things out there, because it's not like, you know, it's not multi-level marketing. Like, we don't allow you to go in there and just start selling this course to other people to make money. Like, you don't need to push it to your friends to make money. Like, this is a legitimate business that you and I have both done. Right. And we've just taken it and we've really broken it down and said, here's how you start a digital marketing agency that focuses on Facebook ads. And then we walk you through every part of the process and we support you along the way. But by the time you're done and you start getting clients, like, you have a legitimate business, not like something going to pay you $5 an hour or something like that. This is something that you can grow and scale. So I think that has been the biggest part of it. It's like, people want to start online businesses, but they don't want to do multi-level marketing. They don't want to do things where they're going to make just a little bit of money. This is one where it's like, we're going to teach you how to create a real business. You're going to have to put the work in, but by the time you're done, like, you're going to have something that you can scale and a skill set that you can monetize forever. At least as long as there's computers and, you know, the internet.
And so, it is an actual skill that is needed. Right. And it's something that so you can go try and learn this on your own. I mean, that's what I did, but we're breaking it down for you, sharing everything you need to know, and then you can go do it. And it's not just, we've been using the teacher example, but like, two groups of people that I can relate to. I know people that are lawyers or doctors or some sort of career that are working 80 hours a week and just crazy hours. And they're like, I'm building this up so I can quit and I can spend more time with my family. Like, I mean, that's me. People are like, wait, you stopped being an attorney to do this? Well, yeah, I'm make more money doing this than I ever could have as an attorney. like right. more than I would have as a senior partner at one of the big firms here in DFW, straight up. So you have that potential, but it doesn't even have to be that, right? And then there's that other group of people. Well, what I mean by it doesn't have to be that is if all you want it to be is a couple hours a week making $2,000 to $3,000 more per month, do that. We have tons of people that are doing that, but we have people too that have hit the 5K club and they're like, I'm going to turn this into a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 per month thing that I do from home, build an actual agency, hire a team, do like I did. That's awesome. You can go that way too. But the other group of people that I love seeing this for, and we have a lot of them, are parents, because this is such a great side hustle for parents, especially like stay-at-home parents. Like something I've noticed when I've talked to other people that are stay-at-home parents like myself is that they wish that they had something that they could basically contribute income to the family. Like they already, if you're a stay-at-home parent, like, man, you do so much. Like I don't think people realize like how much stay-at-home parents do to keep humans alive, to not kill people. Like I want to murder my dog when I trip over her in the middle of the day, cause I'm just so high stress at times, you know? So like to keep everybody alive, to not scream at everyone that you interact with, to keep the house together, to make dinner, whatever, all the things that you do, like that is a huge contribution to the family, to be able to like be there with your kids, to raise your kids at home, have them be with a parent instead of having to go to daycare or whatever. There's nothing wrong with daycare. Like there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just not everybody wants that. And so there's so much that you're doing already, but a lot of stay-at-home parents still feel that like, I wish that I could contribute to our household income. And this is a great way to be able to do that. And from what I've heard from the parents in our students that have done this, like even if it's just one client, like they feel happier and more fulfilled because they were able to contribute that little bit to the income. And not everybody's like that. Like, so don't come at me. Like, if you don't feel that way, you're like, I'm plenty fulfilled. I'm like there with my kids. I get it. I'm a stay-at-home parent. I'm the same way. Cause I feel like somebody's going to come at me about that, but like not everybody's like that. So this is, if you're looking for something, this is a great something because of how flexible it is.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to come at you, but I've seen from my end.
You never know.
I know you never know these days, but like I've seen it from my end. Like it's been cool to see you be able to be with your kids. I know that when Coral and I have kids, like, you know, we're going to be able to stay with them. So I think that the online business model, it's part of the reason we started this podcast. Like we're teaching people how to do these things. And it's just, it's a great way to do things. But I think, you know, going back into, I said something earlier where I was like, this is a skill that you can have forever. And I'm sure there were some people that were like, well, is Facebook going to be around forever? And so I want to address that really quick, because right now, what we teach you how to do in the Facebook side hustle course is generate leads for small businesses. We teach you how to help small businesses get people in the door, right? And then so they can take care of the selling, but we get the people there. And right now, the best way to do that is Facebook. It just is. It's the cheapest way to generate leads. It's just the most powerful ad. The
highest quality.
Yeah, the highest quality leads. The
most targeted.
A lot of flexibility. And it might not always be Facebook someday. It might be some other platform that comes along. Right. But the skills, like the underlying skill set that we teach is how to generate leads, how to deal with clients, how to deal with businesses, and how to sell. And then we've just layered Facebook on top of it because it happens to be the best platform right now. That might change. And if it changes later down the road, we'll change the course to be called LinkedIn Side Hustle or whatever. But we teach you a skill set of how to generate these leads, which businesses will always need leads. They always need people coming in the door. That won't change. That's going to be there forever. So just to explain that a little bit, like yes, it's Facebook, but it's really, we're teaching you something bigger that you'll be able to scale in 3 years.
Well, and it's just a good example of that is I've started using Instagram with 2 clients as of this past week. We were just kind of doing some testing and we're having some good results. So it's not something that I'm going to like start going all in and pushing all budget toward Instagram, but it's promising. And it's one of those things like the course, it is a marketing course. It is a lead generation course. It is teaching you how do you acquire clients. We have 7, 8, 9, something like that, video training, some of them an hour long, or an hour and a half long, teaching you how a single method for getting clients. We have an entire sales training, not to mention sales scripts and questions and how do you handle these conversations. Like, we're teaching you, how do you build this business? How do you build the systems? How do you manage the clients? How do you get the clients in the first place? And then here's how to do Facebook ads. And so if it needs to become, like you said, here's how to do Instagram ads. Here's how to do Twitter ads. Here's how to do LinkedIn. Here's how to do Pinterest. We'll move that way. But because everything else are foundational principles of marketing and lead generation. And so, but right now, this is high demand. I think that's another thing. Like, if you, one of the reasons that we say this is one of the most profitable, the most profitable side hustle out there right now is because not only does it pay well, you mentioned it pays well. The average cost that people charge for this is $1,500 right now. And that's per month. That's recurring. Every month, $1,500 hitting your account per client. So not only is it high paying, but it is very in demand. Businesses want this. They need clients coming in. They see other people using Facebook ads. They're getting targeted with Facebook ads from their competitors, or they've tried to use Facebook ads and didn't use them correctly and they can't figure it out and they want somebody to do it for them. Or they know the importance of it, but they don't have time to do it and they want somebody to do that for them so that they can just do whatever they do best. Whether that's, you know, a gym, a dentist, a chiro, a realtor, whatever, one of these kind of businesses, like, they want somebody to handle that so they can go sell a house, so they can get somebody in shape. That way they can help somebody with muscle pain or whatever it may be. So there is a lot of demand, and you want to have a business that's in demand. And you might not realize it's in demand because you're not in the space, but once you get in, our students are always surprised at like how many people are interested in at least talking to them about what they're doing. And if you can start a conversation, conversations lead to sales.
Oh, totally. And the funny thing too, is like, I see this all the time where people they'll purchase the course, they'll get access. And before they've even taken the course, they're like, hey, I've already got somebody that wants me to run Facebook ads for them. Like,
right.
Those, you know, I see those all the time, and I'm not guaranteeing that that's going to happen for anybody, but we see it every day. It's like people take the course, they get a client. Before they finish the course, they have a client. Maybe a couple of weeks after they take the course. Like, if you're willing to put the time in it and kind of take use the strategies that we talk about for client acquisition, which we talk about a lot of them, it'd be hard not to get a client, honestly, if you're putting And so, you know, I think that's a big deal. And I think the other thing too, to address, because I know I feel this way when people start talking about sales and we're talking about like, okay, we teach you how to sell this service. All of the introverts in the room are like raising their hand going like, can I actually do this? And like, I'm an introvert. Like, this is something that I struggled with, and I've sold this service before. And so I think, we take that approach in the course where we give you however many, I don't even remember what we're up to now, but we continually add sales trainings to the course. We have a strategy that works for everybody. Like, we have some strategies that are for introverted people, some that are for extroverted people, some that are for people in between. And we've just found that people, you know, you can do all of this online. You don't have to go door to door banging on business owners' doors, you know, you can do completely online. So I just wanted to address that, because I know a lot of people, when the word sales, just like it would have when I was a teacher, it scares the crap out of them. And so we address that.
And you don't have to use all of these things. You just need one, right? And if you look at our clients and their successes, they've all done it differently, because we present options and they try them out. And eventually they find one that's in their comfort zone or that they have consistent luck with. And they go with that and it works really well. And I want to say, you're talking about the timing. We're all about like, let's be real. Let's be honest. Like, this is how it works. And so it's one of those things, like, we're never going to come on here and tell you that this is a passive income thing, because it's not. You got to work hard. You got to put in the work. You got to go through the course. You've got to study. You've got to implement. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. And we have had clients that have had instant success. We've had clients that, you know, our very first launch, when we opened it, the second day of the launch, so the second day, the course was maybe 24 hours that'd be been up. One of the original buyers already had a paying client, right? A gym that he went to. He bought the course. He went to the gym that afternoon and said, hey, are you interested in this? And they said, yeah. And he got a paying client. So it can happen that fast, like you said. But sometimes it takes longer. And one of our most successful students in the whole entire course did not land a client for like 3.5 months. She was starting to get a little bit down. She posted in the group. Everybody was supporting her, saying, hey, it's okay. Keep it up. You're working hard. It's going to happen. And the next week, she landed 2 clients. And the week after that, she landed a $5,000 per month client. And then in the coming weeks after that, she just kept landing clients. She's left her job. She's making great money. Like, just, it's incredible. And if she would have given up, that would never have happened. But she came to the group, she got support, she stuck with it. And it took time. It took her 3.5 months, but now she's literally the most successful person we have in the course. And it's really cool. So, you know, sometimes it will take time. And that's just, that's how it is. Everybody, it's different for everybody.
I think it is important to, we talked about, it's not passive. If somebody comes to you and they're like, you can make $1,000, $2,000 a month passively with this side hustle, it's not true. Like, you do have to put the work in for this. And I think that that's one of those things where you'll get out of this what you put into it. But at the same time, like, we're going to push you. That's the reason we have the support community attached to the group or to the course, because we are going to push you, do the things the right way and really maximize the side hustle. One of the things we see all the time, or at least in the beginning, we don't see it as much anymore, but people got in and they would just automatically go to like free clients. Like, they would be like, okay, I'm going to try to provide this service, but I'm going to do it for them for free. And so one of the things that we do is we push people to charge. Yeah. Like, that's, we want you to be successful and make money with this. And so that's just like one of the things that we do in there. If you come to us and say, hey, I'm going to do for free, do services for free, we're like, no, you need to charge $1,000, because we want you to go through this course and actually make money with it and put the work in and you know, actually have success. So,
and I think confident enough in our students having gone through the course that they have the skills, like, that we want them to do that. And we're confident that they can do that. And you got to keep in mind too, like, people that go through our course, like, in Bobby and I's mind, I think this is true, but it definitely is to us. Like, they are a representative of us. So it affects our reputation, and we're not going to push people to do anything if we don't feel they can do it. But we're so confident in what we've created and their abilities and just the people. Like, there's some good people in the course. Like, so we know we're confident, like, in this family that is, you know, the course members, that they're going to do good work. And so we want to push you to be successful and help you get out of that zone of comfort. That way you can be successful. And sometimes that's, oh, I told him I would do it for $200. And it's like, okay, well, your next one, you need to do like 750 or grand. Like, you need to get up there, because you can, and you're worth it. And like, this is, it's uncomfortable for you to say that number, but you're worth it. Go do it.
Right. Well, and that's huge, because when I was a teacher, and every other teacher could probably relate to this, I felt like, you know, you go to work every day, you get paid the set amount that they pay you. And I never felt comfortable, like, you don't feel comfortable like asking for more money or doing things like that. Because when I was a teacher, like, you just couldn't do that. There was no raise you can go in and ask for. It's different in different careers, but I didn't have that habit of valuing my time. And I think that's one of the things that you and I really push. Like, your time is valuable, especially if you're doing this as a side hustle. And so when it comes to charging money for your time, we're believers of that. We think that you should charge a good amount of money for your time. And that was just a mindset that I had to change after going from a salaried position to working for myself, because I didn't have that. Like, I wanted to give stuff away for free because I was like, oh, I don't want to charge money for it. And so, but that's one of the things, like, we try to push people to be successful in this because we know it's good. We know it's a good service. It's valuable. You know, we just see it all the time. And I think that's why the support community for the course is so important, because that's where a lot of the magic happens. We teach you everything in the course, but like, the group is really, it's really where it comes into play.
Yeah.
And I've been fortunate I was just going to say, like, you said, like, the people are really good in that community. I've been fortunate with Millennial Money Man. I feel like the site attracts really high quality people that work hard.
Yeah.
And so we basically took those people and we put them into the Facebook side hustle course, and it's like that times 10. So you're surrounded with like the best people. I feel like really, really awesome people. They're just high quality people that are going to push you to do well.
The community is your fail safe. It's the thing that's there. That way you can't fail. Like, what we always say, like, the only way you're not going to be successful is if you don't take action or you quit. Because here's the deal. Let's say a lot of people are like, I landed my first client and now I'm scared to death that I'm not going to be able to get them results. We're just like, go launch that ad. Go launch it and see what happens. And if it doesn't work, here's what you're going to do. You're going to post your ad in the group. You're going to tell us what you're struggling with, and us or one of the three experts that we've hired to help offer support in that group, or one of the hundreds of people that are in the community that have been doing this for a while now, we're all going to give you input. We're going to all help you until it's successful. Right. And that's really, it's just trying over and over, tweaking things, testing things until it works. But the community helps you have confidence that, like, even if you have a problem and you don't know how to fix it, at least you have an army of people at your back that can help you fix it.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's just been such a fun thing to do this, because I think the group, you know, we've done meetups, or they've done meetups without us, but we've done meetups with them. Yeah. It really is kind of a family environment. And, like, you know, a lot of those people, I consider them to be friends, like actual friends.
100%.
You know, but I think that it's just, I don't know, man. The cool thing about this too is, like, I used to get emails all the time in the very beginning, like right when we launched the course, where people were like, you know, is this legit? I can't tell if this is legit. But we've had so many people go through the course now. Like I said, 1500, like, the word is out about the course. So it's just like, I like it now because it's a known commodity. Like, I feel really good presenting it to the audience, because it's like, we know it's good. We know it works. There are so many success stories out there.
Right.
Just ask in the Millennial Money Man community and people will tell you that it's legit. So it's been fun, you know, to be able to have a product like this that I can present to the Millennial Money Man audience. And I know it's great for them, and it feels great.
Yeah. And it's not even anymore like, is this real? Does this work?
Right.
It's more like, I see that it's working for people, but can I do it? Right. And that's, I think it's a confidence thing where people are like, can I actually do this? Can I put the time into it? Can it work for me? My personality is like this, and so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Like, you can do it. And one of the things that why this is such a profitable side hustle is that the learning curve, it's an easy learning curve, right? Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's not super hard to do. If you are on Facebook regularly, then you can do this, because it's the same platform. It's just on the back end and it looks a little different, but like, if you can do a basic spreadsheet and you can do like sorting of a basic spreadsheet and you can get on Facebook, then you can do Facebook ads. And then on top of that, we teach you everything. Like, we explain it in these digestible small videos. Like, you might be like, what is the pixel, right? What is the Facebook pixel? Well, there's a video called What is the Pixel, right? And then the next question, like, how do I install the pixel? Here's a video called How to Install the Pixel, where we actually get on our computer and you see our screen and we say, first you press this button and then you press this button and then you do this. I mean, the whole course is like, you're at our desk standing over our shoulder while we show you how to do it on the computer. That is how it's designed. So it's one of those things, like, it is so simple. It's something that you can do so easily. And then the time commitment is low as well. And so that, I think, in addition to the high demand and the good money, it's an easy learning curve, and it is flexible because it's something that doesn't take a huge time commitment. A couple hours a week is all you really need, because getting the clients is the harder part. But once you get the client, maintaining the client, getting them results, doesn't take a ton of time.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, you know, as funny as you were talking about that, I was thinking, you know, people probably hear things like the pixel and installing the pixel. And one of the questions that I get, I don't get it as much anymore, but I used to get it a lot. Like, do I have to know like coding, or do I have to be like super technologically savvy?
Not at all.
Like, Mike is, you'd be shocked. Mike is a very successful business owner in the digital marketing space. Not very good at technical things with any technical things. Nope. It's just, you know, like, you don't have to dig into a bunch of HTML and stuff like that. And I think it's funny because this is something, one of those things that you can do it. We have people at all ages, you know, it's not just millennials. You don't have to be 25 years old to do this. We have people that are 50, 40. And it's one
we
of
have those people things. That are older too. You know, we've got people that are in their 60s as well.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things, like, we teach you point and click how to do literally everything. You see our screen as we do it. Like, we say, click this button and do this and copy and paste this and do it this way. And then if there's any questions you do have, all you do is you post in the group and say, okay, I don't know how to do this. How do I do it? And we answer the question. So you don't have to be some kind of like computer nerd, to do,
because
I'm really not either. I think a little bit more about like the website side of things than you do, but none of that's involved in this course anyways. So like,
yeah, but But like, you might feel like you're not super tech savvy, but for most people in the world, if they had a computer problem and had to choose between asking me and asking their grandma, they should probably ask their grandma. That's
it's so true. That's very true.
Yeah. Well, so this gets into another thing though. Like another thing, like I always think about, like, what are the reasons? Why is this a good side hustle? And it is a low to no cost of entry. Like if you want to learn exactly how to do this, then you got to buy a course. But then there's zero monetary requirement to do this after that. You don't have to buy software. All you need is a computer, which you probably already have. If you don't, then that'll be a monetary investment. But you need a computer and you need Wi-Fi. And if you have Wi-Fi, if you can get on the internet, you can do this because you're literally going to Facebook.com. Like that's how you're doing
on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's little things that we recommend. Like there's an automation tool that we recommend that is $10 a month, but you don't have to have it. You can do it. We teach you how to do everything without the paid tools. And then we say, here are some paid tools we use. And some of our students will go and they'll buy those tools after they land a client, but you don't need them.
Yeah. And that's one of the big things, because people are concerned about that. Like, okay, I buy the course. Do I need to buy X, Y, and Z after? And it's really true. I mean, we teach you how to do everything through the Facebook ad platform, which is all free, you know, and then when you land a client, you can upgrade some of those services that we recommend that are cheap every month, but they'll just make your life easier as you get more clients. So it really is, compared to a lot of different businesses out there. You know, I use the pool company thing all the time because it's just like, I was going to do that. I was going to start the swimming pool company, but it would have cost me $300,000 or more to start a swimming pool company. Whereas you can get some of this information for free for the course or for Facebook ads, or you can get the course from us, but that's way cheaper than any other business model out there, in my opinion, especially for the side hustle format. So I think, you don't have to buy a bunch of extra junk once you get into the course.
No. And then I think the last thing for me, and this goes back to the time flexibility and the time commitment, it is a low time commitment. And like everything, it is a higher time commitment when you start than after you start to learn it. Because as you improve with a skill, it gets easier and it's very quick. I think one time, we needed an ad for something that was actually pretty complex. And I was like, time me, I'm going to do it in under 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the guy made you set a timer and did it while we were sharing the screen. And so like, you can get to that point, but it is one of those things. It doesn't take a ton of time. You know, when you first land the client and you have to set everything up, that might take you a couple hours. But then after that, it's a few minutes every day checking on things, maybe a half hour here or there if you need to change something, and so you can maintain it. So you can actually stack this and you can have a decent number of clients and make really good money for a lower time commitment, which it's a side hustle, which means that there's one of two things going on. Either you have a full-time job and you just need to do this kind of like on your lunch break or in the evening. Or it's something that maybe you have another business or something like you're a stay-at-home parent or whatever it may be, and you're busy for other reasons and you just need to fit it in when you can. And so that low time commitment to do this, I think is a huge selling point. And your ROI on your time is massive when you think about that too.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah, like you said, at the beginning, it's going to take some time, and the client acquisition part, I feel like, is the one that usually takes the longest. But again, some people do it like instantly and some people take, you know, a couple months to get their first client. So you will have to put time in there. But I think the cool thing about Facebook right now is that once you set the ads to go for your business owner, they just run in the background, and then we teach you how to check in on them and make sure that they're running correctly.
Right.
And we help you troubleshoot all that stuff. But like, even for Millennial Money Man, we have ads that run for Millennial Money Man that barely ever have to look at, because it just runs automatically every day. So I think that's important for people to understand. Like, this is a legitimate side hustle that you can do once you get clients. I mean, it's almost automatic, and you just check in and make sure things are working correctly. Or the ad creation process, we walk you step by step through that. Doesn't really take that long. You know, it's pretty simple.
Right.
So there's definitely, I think, from a time leveraging standpoint, that's another reason this has been so successful so far.
Cool. Well, ladies and gents, that's pretty much all there is to say on this. If you want to know more about it, we'll go ahead and drop the link to the course, the info page, in the show notes. And so you can literally just click the link and you can go through the entire massive. I mean, it answers every question you could possibly have. And obviously you can leave a comment and we'll answer your questions too. But this 100%, we believe this is the number one most profitable side hustle that you could possibly do in 2018. It is going to be one of the fastest returns on earning money as well. It's not like starting a YouTube channel or a blog or something that you're going to have to spend years building an audience before you can see decent money from it. Like, you could make money really quickly. So if it's something, if you're interested, if you've been looking for a side hustle, then check it out. Give it a shot. Let us know if you have questions. And that's pretty much it. If you know, if you're like, this is it, this is for me, this is what I want, I've been looking for something, y'all have convinced me, then go ahead, grab the course. It's open this week. It's the last time that it's open in 2018. It's going to be 4 or 5 months before we open it to the public again. And you know, that'll be in early next year. And you can use the promo code WINE and save you some money. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.